schools in refugee settlement in Paloringa area have continued to be crowded due to inadequate classrooms for the learners, while the teachers continue to cry to the implementing partners concerned with the education of the refugees. Dennis Kayo of Kali Central says his experience on the poor enumeration of the teachers in refugee areas.
The money being paid to the teacher for the service is really, I would say it is just a peanut. It is a chicken feed. It's not fit for the type of work the teacher is engaged in. When the teacher is not being considered and he is helping the whole community for the future, how will the teacher perform to the best?
Due to big number of pupils in refugee schools, the learners still continue to attend classes in shifts. Mikaya Alex noted the issue of understaffing of the teachers, basing on pupil-teacher ratio, despite of the workload on the teachers in refugee schools in Moyo district.
You may have a class divided into three streams or four, then the same people are the ones toiling or carrying that load. Most schools in the settlement are operating in city, and yet the teachers remain the same ones.
The efforts of other stakeholders in the area advocating for more classrooms to be opened by implementing partners of education sector has not yielded fruits in some of the areas in the camp. Lou Emmanuel, a teacher at Bongolo Primary School, has expressed concerns of not considering their views in reducing the number of learners in a classroom.
When you complain of certain things, they say, never mind. You do what you can and leave the rest to God. You see, that thing gives us, you know, lack of interest in handling these learners.
However, Major Xavier says delay of salaries has also affected the performances of the teachers.
A teacher is surviving on this little money. Salary is delayed. Now, where do you expect this teacher to go? A teacher is Monday to Monday in the school. There is no time where this person can at least go to attend to his private things. And salary is being delayed. This thing also touches teachers' brains.
During food distribution days, most of the learners will always absent themselves in order to receive their ratios, affecting the operations of schools.